From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
브로드캐스트, a Seoul court dismisses a damages suit against Japan brought on by Korean victims and their families of Tokyo's wartime sexual slavery. The National Assembly passes a motion for the arrest of independent lawmaker and founder of E-Star Jet, Lee Sang-jik, who is accused of embezzlement. And the Education Ministry will offer preemptive testing on students and teachers in Seoul, as the number of daily COVID-19 cases is back in the 700s. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Calton. A Seoul court on Wednesday dismissed a suit filed by 20 so-called comfort women and their families against Japan, citing sovereign immunity. Coming just 3 months after the same court had ordered Japan to compensate another group of 12 victims, the latest ruling is a setback in efforts to hold Tokyo accountable for war crimes. Mark Wilson Che reports.
The Seoul Central District Court on Wednesday dismissed a damages suit brought on by 20 Korean victims of Japan's wartime sexual slavery and their families in 2016, citing sovereign immunity. Sovereign immunity is a legal doctrine that allows a country to be immune from civil suits in foreign courts. Referring to similar cases against Germany following World War II, as well as Seoul and Tokyo's 2015 agreement to settle the so-called comfort women issue, the court said an exemption would inevitably lead to diplomatic clashes. The court, however, recognized that the South Korean government has failed to make sufficient efforts and progress in helping the victims overcome the pain and damage, and urged Seoul to continue seeking a diplomatic resolution. The latest decision stands in stark contrast to a ruling by the same court in January, which had ordered Japan to make reparations of 100 million won each to the first group of 12 victims. At the time, the court had ruled that sovereign immunity should not apply to systematic crimes against humanity and war crimes. Plaintiff Lee Young-soo, a 92-year-old victim-turned-activist, immediately reacted to the ruling.
It is very, very absurd. Very absurd. Regardless of the ruling, we are taking the case to the International Court of Justice for certain. I have nothing else to say.
Lee
Sang-yi, one of the legal counsels to the victims, called the ruling unacceptable. The victims are expected to consult with their lawyers on a possible appeal. Marco Sinche, KBS World Radio News.
The National Assembly passed a motion for the arrest of independent lawmaker Lee Sang-jik, who is accused of embezzlement and dereliction of duty as the founder of the cash-strapped budget carrier E-Star Jet. Out of 255 lawmakers in attendance at Wednesday's plenary session, 206 supported the motion, while 38 opposed. Another 11 abstained. The former ruling Democratic Party representative is suspected of colluding with a company official indicted for causing financial damage to the airline by paying off long-term loans early and underselling company shares to a specific subsidiary. Prosecutors required parliamentary consent as a lawmaker is protected from arrest while the parliament is in session. This is the 15th time in history that a motion to arrest a member of the assembly has passed, just 6 months after the last one against DP Representative Jong Jong-soon. President Moon Jae-in said Wednesday that granting pardons to former presidents Lee Myung-bak and Park Geun-hye must consider public consensus and national unity. The presidential office said that Moon made the remark during a luncheon meeting with the mayors of Seoul and Busan when they proposed the idea. In the meeting, Busan Mayor Park Hyung-jun said it is heartbreaking to see the jailed former leaders and asked for President Moon to move toward unity, much like he had in inviting them that day to the top office. When reporters asked if Moon's remark could be viewed as a rejection of the proposal, a presidential official said the statement was likely neither consent nor refusal, as he has exercised restraint in using his pardoning power. The number of daily COVID-19 cases in South Korea surged back to over 700 amid growing concerns about a new round of infections. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency on Wednesday reported 731 new infections compiled throughout the previous day, lifting the country's accumulated caseload to 115,926. The figure is 182 more from the previous day and marks the first time it exceeded 700 since last Wednesday. South Korea will strengthen its vigilance against COVID-19 in schools and private education facilities across the nation for 3 weeks, effective immediately. Education Minister Yoo Eun-hye unveiled the plan on Wednesday after more than 2,000 students and teaching staff were infected with the coronavirus in the 1.5 months since the new semester began in March. As part of the stricter measures, the Education Ministry will offer optional preemptive testing on students, teachers, and school officials of elementary, middle, and high schools in Seoul on a trial basis starting in May. Yoo, however, said the ministry isn't ready to roll out COVID-19 self-test kits, which the Seoul City government has been pushing for, saying that the kits have yet to be verified. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency said he hopes South Korea participates on a team of experts to monitor Japan's scheduled release of radioactive water from the crippled Fukushima power plant into the ocean. IAEA Director General Rafael Grossi shared his views in an interview with Yonhap News on Tuesday, saying South Korea is among the countries expressing the biggest concerns about the issue. Noting that there is a large pool of talent in nuclear energy in South Korea, Grossi said it would be valuable to collaborate with experts from the country. He said the agency plans to send the first technical mission to Japan this year, and he also plans to go before the operation begins. Amid rising concerns over Japan's planned disposal of radioactive water from the Fukushima nuclear power plant into the ocean, fish containing radioactive substances exceeding safety standards were caught in waters near the Fukushima region. According to the Japanese daily Asahi Shimbun on Tuesday, 270 becquerels per kilogram of cesium were found in a rockfish caught in waters some 37 meters deep near the Fukushima prefecture city of Minamisoma on April 1st. The detected amount of cesium is about 2.7 times the standard of 100 becquerels per kilogram set by the Japanese government. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 49.04 points, or 1.52% on Wednesday, to close at 3,171.66. This comes a day after the main stock market closed at a record high over the 3,200 threshold. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also fell, losing 9.66 points, or 0.94%, to close at 1,022.22. On the foreign exchange, the local currency weakened 6.3 won against the dollar, ending the session at 1,118.6 won. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.
KBS World Radio.